5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 58 this afternoon under overcast skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 44. Tonight, overcast skies. 83 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Members of the community in Cowley County are mourning after the upcoming closing of a local birthing center. As many say that the closing of the Sunflower Midwives Birth Center is closing due to politics.
They know it's politics or something. They've found an old guideline with critical access hospitals that say physicians have to sign off on midwives, even though in Kansas we've just gotten independent practice.
That was Tarina Sisk, the owner of the birthing center on Cake News, where they say they've been running the center since 2020 without any issues. But they say recent changes to guidelines with critical access hospitals stated that physicians must sign off on the midwives. It's causing them to close down.
Inpatients here at Wounded Hospital or any critical access hospital has to be, their charts have to be reviewed and signed by a physician. It's not like they're doing anything wrong. They haven't broken any laws or anything like that.
Good American Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at sunset.
The Kansas Corporation Commission has announced that Friday last week was the end of the cold weather rule across the state of Kansas, protecting individuals from having some of their utility services disconnected if they're behind on their natural gas or electric bills. Cake News reports that while the rule is in effect, regulated utilities are also required to offer the cold weather 12-month payment plan upon request, even if previous payment plans have been broken. But now that protection is over as of the end of last week, failure to make the arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in disconnection of your utilities. Friday was also the last day to apply for the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, also known as LEAP, a federally funded program administered by the Kansas Department of Children and Families. And for more information on any of these programs, you can go to the website at kcks.gov. In other news, law enforcement is investigating after one man was found dead and another in critical condition in a home out of East Heston. As Cake News reports, the event happened on Thursday last week when emergency responders found a 48-year-old man dead inside the home. A 55-year-old man is in an area hospital in critical condition.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During his first speech on the U.S. Senate floor as the freshman senator, U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts gave his maiden speech talking about some of the priorities that he'd like to see in Washington, D.C., and said he was concerned about the growth of government and how it conflicts with the founding fathers and the idea of America.
Our founders were concerned that as government got too big, it would tend toward tyranny and rob people of their freedoms. Here in the Senate, if we continue allowing the federal government to grow too big and too intrusive, we risk our peace and prosperity. We risk losing the very values that have always made America great. However, if we hold on to those founding principles, we have a path to an even brighter future for this great nation.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. During his speech, he talked about many priorities, including the southern border, inflation, and America's role across the world. Mid-America Network News.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to scheduling conflicts, the Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet Monday, April 3rd. Their next regular meeting will be Monday, April 10th. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from Gage County regarding the State Line Bridge in Oquito Township. They're proposing concrete tubes instead of replacing the bridge. Costs will be considered and revisited. Approval was given for a $33,000 project to patch three sections of Pheasant Road where tubes were replaced. And the county councilor will work with the gas drilling company to establish a haul route agreement since heavy equipment is being moved and a tube was damaged recently. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business as they discussed damage to roads north of Washington due to heavy truck traffic with the oil spill cleanup. Interviews will continue for a road and bridge supervisor. It was noted that new hours for driver's license renewals at the Washington County Courthouse will be temporary owing to staff shortage. Effective April 10th, new service hours for license renewal will be Monday through Fridays, 8 to 11 a.m. No appointments necessary. Nemahal County Commissioners took under advisement a request from Rainbow Communications to put a survey on the county website regarding broadband needs of county residents until a cost estimate is returned. Rainbow is proposing fiber installation to all residences in Seneca and Sabetha. Population of commissioner districts was reviewed with no changes proposed. Costs for the nutrition programs were again discussed. No changes will be made at the present time as the director works to reduce expenses. Beginning Tuesday, April 4th, Kansas Department of Transportation will begin detouring traffic on a temporary shoe fly for construction of the K-15 bridge replacement a mile and a half south of Washington. A temporary traffic signal will direct one lane through construction via the shoe fly. Due to location of a lights, 15th Road east of K-15 will be closed. King Construction Company of Heston has scheduled completion in September on this $2.8 million project. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Also, Kansas Department of Transportation will close K-16 at two locations in Pottawatomie County on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 4th and 5th. Weather permitting, maintenance crews will replace pipes under the roadway. Closure 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. until work's complete. Motorists should plan the following. On Tuesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic just east of Blaine between Kansas Avenue and Marshall Road. And Wednesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic approximately 2 miles east of Onega between Straight Creek Road and Lincoln Road. No detours will be posted. Motorists will need to use alternate routes. A joint meeting with USD 113 Prairie Hills and USD 335 Jackson Heights was held last week to consider a potential land transfer of some 60 square miles in the southern portion of the Prairie Hills District. With the pending closure of the Wetmore Academic Center, discussions with local residents and patrons will continue. Voter registration will close Tuesday for the April 25th special election in Marshall County on financing for a new jail project. Voter registration opened at the Marshall County Clerk's Office and in city clerk's offices in Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville. Again, voter registration will close Tuesday. Advance voting begins Wednesday in the county clerk's office. Advance ballots may be requested as well from the Marshall County Clerk's office. A final public information meeting regarding the proposed jail project is planned Tuesday evening at 7 in Axtell at the American Legion Community Building. Jerry Hill Bramlage Edwards, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jerry Bramlage Edwards. Delmer H. Shoddy, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Delmer Shoddy. Beverly Blahaw, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Beverly Blahaw. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge for Dennis Habig.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be in a roller coaster ride over the next few days as a developing low pressure system also looks to bring some windy conditions, especially into the day on Tuesday through Wednesday, as a strong cold frontal boundary looks to work in from the west Tuesday night. High temperatures by this afternoon looking to reach up into the upper range of the 50s with a slight chance for a shower or storm through midday. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We'll have lows dropping back into the middle 40s. Warming up quite a bit on Tuesday, approaching that 80-degree mark by the afternoon as winds become breezy from the south. And with that cold frontal passage into Tuesday night, just a slight chance for some showers and storms there. Otherwise, trending cooler behind that front into Wednesday, along with some gusty west winds. Only expecting highs in the upper 40s, but we moderate back to some upper 50s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, early April, 63. Record high on this date, 89. The average low, 38. And the record low is 7 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:52. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch Tuesday, 10 a.m. through 11 p.m., with a gusty southwest winds and low afternoon relative humidity values resulting in extreme fire weather conditions throughout much of central, north central Kansas, south central Nebraska. Extreme fire danger will proceed further east as the day wears on. This fire weather watch Tuesday, 10 a.m. through 11 p.m. Coupled with a thunderstorm outlook for Tuesday, some severe weather could be possible. Uncertainty in storm development, though development continues to increase into Tuesday, with the likelihood of severe weather possible. Stay tuned for continued developments.
Not all garden insects are bad guys. We tell you about one who deserves a tiny white hat and how to make it welcome. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 3rd, the 93rd day of the year. Doris Day, Eddie Murphy, and Marlon Brando were all born on this day. And in 1860, the Pony Express began delivering cross-country mail. If using fewer chemicals is one of your gardening goals this year, you'll want to put out the welcome mat for beneficial insects. And one of the good guys to have around is the green lacewing fly. You can recognize lacewings by their translucent veined wings and their voracious appetite for aphids, cabbage worms, and white flies. To get them hunting aphids, spray infested plants with a light solution of sugar water. It stimulates aphid honeydew, which in turn attracts lacewing and other aphid predators. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Fat Brothers Petroleum applauds all the area high school students who excel in academics such as debate, drama, technology, and others. Today's choices will make them tomorrow's leaders. From Fat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud of the Republic County High School students for studying and doing their best in the classroom and at scholastic events. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-home therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The accolades continue to roll in after a historic men's basketball season for the Kansas State Wildcats. Yesterday, head coach Jerome Tang was named the Naismith Men's College Coach of the Year. The first-year head coach helped take the country by storm by leading the Wildcats to a 26-10 record and to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2018. The 26 wins are the third most in school history. Things are not starting off good for the Kansas City Royals. It took until yesterday's game before the Royals scored their first runs of the season. They lost to the Twins as the Twins sweep the Royals. Yesterday's score 7-4. The Royals will stay home for a four-game series as they welcome in the Blue Jays starting tonight. First pitch will be at 6:40 at Kauffman Stadium. In a statement, Grady Dick said, "As a kid from Kansas, I have fulfilled my goal of playing at my dream college. I cannot thank Jayhawk Nation enough for the love and support you've shown me and my family." And then he announced he was heading to the NBA. Grady Dick was a freshman last year for the University of Kansas.
Come join Green Garden Angus for their 64th annual production sale, Monday, April 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Sale Barn in Lyon, Kansas. With 108 registered Angus bulls selling, each bull includes EPDs, how they performed on the Grow Safe system. All bulls selling have been parent verified and tested free of any known genetic conditions and defects. For more information, contact Ben at 785-472-1164 or check us out online at greengardenangus.com.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
There's just one college basketball game left in the college basketball season. That happens tonight in the national championship game. San Diego State and UConn will play for a title. Over the weekend, the Lady Jayhawks won the WNIT championship with a 66-59 win over Columbia. And yesterday, LSU did something historic by scoring the most points ever in a women's final. LSU beat Iowa for the women's national championship 102-85. If you're planning on going to Chiefs training camp this year, you will get to go to a familiar place. The Kansas City Chiefs exercise their option to extend the terms on the contract that will make Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, Missouri, the home of Chiefs training camp through the 2024 season. We're thrilled to announce that we will return to Missouri Western State University and the St. Joseph community for another 2 years, said Chiefs President Mark Donovan. Former Kansas State coach Bill Snyder's son, Sean Snyder, has joined Lance Leipold's staff at Kansas. He will be the special assistant to the head coach. Kansas, Mid-America Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
April is National Garden Month, so plan some fun gardening activities into this month's schedule. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This tradition started in the 1980s when the National Garden Bureau worked with other horticulture organizations to celebrate the first National Garden Week, April 12th to 18th, 1987. In 2002, the National Gardening Association wanted to expand the celebration to the whole month of April. No matter where you live, you can find a way to keep your green thumb busy this month. Everyone can start some microgreens indoors. All you need is a bit of seed starting mix, organic or sprouting seeds, and a space near a sunny window. And plant a container filled with both edibles and ornamental plants suited to your growing conditions. Set it on the balcony, patio, or front steps. You'll enjoy the beautiful flowers and convenience of harvesting fresh vegetables right outside your door. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was known as the Burnt District, a place where residents were forced to leave because there was no way to keep the peace during the Civil War. While well over a century has passed, you can still find the impact, and the story is told here. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
3.5 counties stretching south from Kansas City along Missouri's side of the border with Kansas were given a specific name during the Civil War years.
The Burnt District was a result of the Kansas-Nebraska Act that was passed in 1854.
Sue Hart is a volunteer at the Lee Summit History Museum. The legislative act allowed citizens of new territories to decide if their state would allow slavery.
General Ewing, who was the Union officer charged with keeping the peace, couldn't keep the peace. People that wanted to influence the vote were going back and forth across the border, and skirmishes broke out.
Ewing's attempt to quell the bloodshed was something called Order Number 11.
Order Number 11 virtually said, "You people in Jackson County, Cass County, Bates County, and Northern Vernon County have 2 weeks to leave. We're going to burn all this territory because the guerrillas will have nowhere to hide."
Thus, the area became the Burnt District. The impact of the order on this area was great.
Only 1 in 5 people that lived in this territory before that Order Number 11 came back after the war, because when they came back, all they had to come back to were back taxes on their property.
There was another impact of so few people returning to these counties, though.
Because so few people came back, the word of mouth history was not immediately passed down from one place to the other. And so a lot of that history was lost for a long time.
This museum tells the story and even has some of the artifacts from the families who lost everything in the burnt district, a legacy of the war's impact along the state line. Traveling the countryside, Lee's Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Don't let your tractor tires be the reason you can't get in the field on time. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good tire inspection now can prevent downtime later as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Probably getting anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Before you do, it's important to identify any tire problems now. Check tire pressure, valves and stems, nuts and bolts, and integrity of the construction. A bad tire can lose traction in wet soils, waste fuel, and increase downtime. Brad Harris is a field engineer with Firestone Ag. He says they did a study that found it costs about $681 per hour during the optimal planting season if you're waiting for someone to come out and fix the tire. Whether to replace or fix a tire might not always be obvious. Firestone has a 7-step video on their website to help you.
That helps customers walk through all the different things that they need to look at to help them decide, is it time that I need to replace this, or am I going to be able to get another season or two out of the tires that are on my piece of equipment? So things like checking for cuts and tears in the sidewalls and in the tread, and looking at the skid depth, the actual tread depth of the tires, a good judge to say, yeah, it's time to go buy new tires, or no, I can keep running.
To do the inspection, bring the tractor into the shop and park it on a concrete pad so you can walk around the machine.
We don't have to lift the tire up, but just do a physical inspection. Touch it, look over it real good, get a flashlight out, make sure it doesn't have cuts and snags. We will ask customers to drive forward and backwards to look at the tread area that may have been on the ground. I usually tell people it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to inspect a set of tires on a tractor.
If you notice uneven wear in your tires, it may be a result of improper inflation or a sign that the tires need to be rotated. Learn more about tractor tire inspection at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To bear. What a privilege. watch game shows. We're Wheel of Fortune fans at our house. That click of the wheel has become a familiar sound when we're getting dinner ready. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The most intense moment in a game show is when the contestant has to make a tough choice. Keep their winnings or risk it all for the chance to win even more. I can feel the tension when I put myself in their shoes. What choice would I make? Take the sure thing or risk it all for more? You know, when it comes to money and material things, it's natural to think more will solve all your problems. But when you find yourself in a more mindset, remember this. It's not about having more. It's about knowing you're enough. It's about being a good steward of the gifts God has provided. Thankfully, you don't have to win it all to have a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. You just have to be a wise steward and know you're enough.
Talk in Washington is getting serious about the next farm bill. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
The U.S. House Agriculture Committee hosted Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack the other day, and committee members shared their wish lists about the next farm bill. Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania started the ball rolling.
In the wake of record inflation, a global pandemic, and geopolitical turmoil, American farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers, and consumers are suffering. The best way to support them is to pass an effective farm bill that addresses deficiencies in the current safety net and builds on the many tools that we have to support current and future generations.
Next was Ranking Member David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia.
I am very disturbed about the direction we're going in at this time with the farm bill. I'm very concerned about the impact that certain pieces of legislation is having on SNAP.
Scott was referring to a bill introduced by another member of the committee, South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson, to enforce work requirements for some recipients of Supplemental Nutrition Program benefits. Johnson defended the bill later in the hearing. Secretary Vilsack had a few things to say about the farm bill as well, and we'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Look at your ag news on this Monday, April the 3rd. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack pushed back against GOP doubts about the Biden ag trade agenda at a recent House Ag Appropriations hearing. Republicans continued to complain that the Biden trade agenda lacks market-opening ag tariff cuts. And while that's true of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, Secretary Vilsack disputes the claim on several bilateral fronts.
Tariff reductions and an expansion of the safeguard in Japan has led to more beef exports. Tariff reductions on corn, wheat, and frozen pork in Vietnam. Tariff reductions in the Philippines for corn, pork, and poultry. Tariff reductions to expand opportunities and blending requirements for expansion of ethanol in Panama. Expanded poultry access in the Middle East.
Vilsack says all that contributed to back-to-back record ag exports the last 2 years, with sales value up in all top 10 U.S. markets. But when asked the importance of the president asking for trade promotion authority to speed approval of any legally binding free trade deal, Vilsack argued FTAs just aren't widely popular.
The reality is the problem in America today is that there are not enough Americans who trust trade.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at Abilene Machine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It is 51 in Hiawatha, 48 at Seneca, 50 at Marysville, 47 at Belleville, 49 at Concordia, 47 at Norton, 45 at Oberlin, 44 at Colby, 46 at Scott City, 52 at Elkhart, 55 at Coldwater, 58 at Anthony, 54 at Mound City. And let's look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
The General Conservation Reserve Program sign-up deadline is at the end of this week. Find out more about General CRP and the Grassland CRP program in today's Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau reminds producers and operators that the deadline to sign up for the next General Conservation Reserve Program is this Friday, April 7th.
Thinking about changing the nature of production for your farmland, thinking about other income streams for your farmland, taking some of that marginal farmland out of production for a rental rate, come in and take a look and see if you qualify for CRP.
He adds that the CRP program is important for emergency forage sources. And then there is the Grassland CRP program. Signups for that program will follow the general CRP signups.
And it's a great opportunity for a real working lands conservation program where we'll pay a minimum of $13 per acre for producers to adopt a grazing system and do some grazing to stimulate soil health.
Ducheneau explains that the program is incentive-based.
I'm really excited about that as a former rancher myself. It's a incentive-based program where you can really dig into the innovations that are happening in grazing systems and take advantage of cost-share opportunities that have a little different pathway than NRCS and EQIP. If you are enrolled in Grassland CRP, the practices that you need to do that plan become part of your plan, and the cost-share becomes available that way. It's a really interesting program.
Once again, USDA Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau. He advises producers to see their local Farm Service Agency office for more information on the programs and deadlines.
I'm Lori Boyer. For additional details on CRP, go to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Get information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, May corn right now is 658, and that's down 2.5. July corn, 637, and that's up 1 right now. Kansas City wheat for May, 880.75. That's up 3. July wheat, Kansas City wheat, 866. That's up 4.25. May oats down 8 at 356.25. July oats down 10.5 at 350.75. May soybeans, 1519.5. That's up 14. July soybeans, 1419.75. And that's up 17.25. Taking a look at cotton for May. 82.78, your current price. That's flat. July cotton, 82.99. That's down 11 cents. Live cattle for April, 168.35. That's flat currently. June live cattle, 161.15. That's down 97.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 198.72.5 cents. That's down $2.10. Feeder cattle for May, 203.40, and that's down $1.85. Crude oil for May, 80.59 is your current price per barrel. That's up $4.93. Crude oil for June, 80.58, and that's up $4.81. Gold for April, 1983.80. That's up $14.80. Gold for June, $2,001.50. And that's up $15.30. Silver for May, $24 even. And that's down 15 cents. July silver, 24.19.5. And that's down 15 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow up 235. S&P, though, down 2. NASDAQ down 122. That is a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. If superior wheat yields are important to your business, check out AP Prolific, the newest release from the AgriPro brand. AP Prolific has powerful, proven yield potential and an excellent disease tolerance package, including best-in-class Fusarium head blight tolerance and excellent stripe rust tolerance. If you have low pH soils, AP Prolific is an excellent choice. Put the pro in Prolific. Call your AgriPro associate for seed, local performance data, and agronomics. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at agriprowheat.com. Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Are you ready for these fire weather conditions? That's the burning question of the day. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chip Redman, K-State meteorologist, and Eric Ward, Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer, provide insight on the upcoming fire weather conditions and tips for staying safe.
The first step is to prevent any fires from starting. You know, we advocate the safe use of prescribed burning, but like anything, it's a tool that needs to be used cautiously. And on a week like this, where we're looking at really extreme weather late in the week, we would really encourage people to either delay their burning until it's safer or burn early in the week and then check it and recheck it and then recheck it again to make sure it's absolutely cold out. Because a lot of fires in recent years have started not on the day that was burned, but a day or two or three later when it gets dry in the winter. flames kick up and some residual ember gets fanned into flame and now it's off to the races. The other side of that is to be prepared if a fire does occur. And in a major fire outbreak, there are not enough fire trucks to go to every house. And so a house that is prepared to stand on its own has a much better chance to be there when you come home.
Redmond explains why these fire weather conditions are dangerous.
Yeah, the drought's definitely taken a toll, and wheat that was planted hasn't came up in a lot of places. And green up's been slow to progress further north. It's kind of gotten stunted down in southeast Kansas, so a lot of that wheat isn't growing very much. And so we don't have quite as many buffers as we typically would to help catch that ember spread. And we think about the fuel loading, too, across the state, as moisture that we received last year helped drive the grass growth. Granted, we had significant drought that kept the fuel loading down, but areas, especially the Flint Hills, where we saw above normal precipitation to start the growing season last year, has definitely resulted in an above average grass growth. And we've seen that with fire behavior as it burns more aggressively. It's hotter with taller grasses, and we haven't seen the snow to lay those taller grasses down.
Redmond shares his concern for an extended and more aggressive season of fire weather conditions.
Yeah, with that green up progressing as quickly as it was, we were really curious to see what happened when it bumped into drier conditions, that with the soil moisture not there, if we would continue to see green up. And then we timed that real well with cooler weather. That's really stunted that green up. So we were hoping that green up would kind of cut our burn window short and allow the landscape around areas of tall grasses to green up and be a barrier to spread. But now, as we look forward, we're going to see a brief cool down, but then it looks like after that, temperatures start to warm up pretty rapidly. And so my concern is, as that happens, we're going to see likely more fire weather conditions, and it definitely could open up the window for maybe a later fire season than what we were expecting, and maybe a potentially more aggressive fire season in April than we normally would have.
That's K-State meteorologist Chip Redmond and Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward providing insight on upcoming fire weather conditions and tips for staying safe. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Employers, are you looking to grow your business and reach potential applicants? The Washington Chamber of Commerce will be hosting Unemployment Expo April 11th at the F&B Basement in Washington. Feature opportunities that you have within your business to local job seekers. Employer registration deadline is April 6th. To register, contact Chamber Treasurer Carolyn Scoville, 785-325-2284. Connect with potential applicants, hold on-site interviews, or simply showcase your local business or employment opportunity at the Washington Chamber of Commerce Employment Expo. Contact Carolyn Scoville, 785-325-2284, no later than April 6th to register. Marshall County Arts Cooperative welcomes all to Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th at the Waterville Opera House. At 2 p.m., a concert, journey, and a tale of a once mighty railroad will captivate your imagination as award-winning musicians Chris Briggs and Ken Gustin bring the stories of the Central Branch Railroad to life. Narrated by Marshall County native Bruce Dierking, tickets will be $10 at the door. Spend the day in Waterville with rides on the Central Branch Railroad. Departures on the hour every hour from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A lunch buffet will be served at the historic Weaver Hotel. Spots are limited. Contact the Weaver for reservations. Visit MarshallCountyArts.org for more information on Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th, 2 p.m. at the historic Waterville Opera House. Event sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative, the Waterville Opera House and Weaver Hotel, the Central Branch Railroad, Waterville Community Connections, and the Waterville Preservation Society.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.